Susan Sarandon has a fire crotch. Who'd want to fuck it?
School's out!
Just for the record, I love Susan Sarandon. We were just talking about celebrity gossip and shit today on our podcast number 13. Lucky number 13.
What's up, guys?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so... So, we're gonna be talking about the...
amazing world of
celebrity. And our diametrically opposed opinions on the cult of celebrity. Because...
I just lit a beer bottle on fire.
Oh my god, Daniel just lit his beer bottle on fire.
Well, it's not mine. I'm drinking from it.
Yeah. But, well, let's state our cases. I hate celebrities, and I want to stab all of them.
But then, you know, I'm not obsessed with celebrities. I just think some celebrities I have a bias towards, and I want to support them.
Well, you love them.
Well, I do love celebrities, but not all of them.
No, but specific ones you have a very strong like for.
Like, don't talk shit about so-and-so.
Yeah, like our friend Larkin. Like, if you talk shit about the Olsen twins, like, she'll get all, like, fucking rabid on you.
Or tell her that AFI's music sucks and she'll slit your throat.
It does.
She agreed the new album sucks.
Yeah. Well, she should agree that all of her music sucks, because that shit is...
I did listen at work today. I was like, well, let's listen to the new AFI album. And
which you call it December Underground, which is the fucking lamest shit I've ever heard of.
The first song wasn't so bad, because it was totally different than what I expected them to do, but then all of a sudden they started screaming and whining and shit, and I was like, I can't handle
it's
this.
Crap. It's crap. Yeah,
so I turned it off. And listened to Sap.
Yeah, listen to Sap.
This band, I found today. We won't be able to play anything for you because, you know, copyright laws.
Maybe later
I can
write them.
I might insert a clip because we can probably do some clips, you know.
Yeah, because their videos are absolutely fantastic.
And their music is so good. I can't really describe it. Maybe like a hint of Imogen Heap, a hint of Bjork, a hint of Regina Spektor, maybe.
And also, actually, a hint of the band called The Books, who do like random sound music, because they have a lot of like very like cash register samples and like samples of like everyday sounds. Their website is, because the spelling of their name is P-S-A-P-P, so their website is sap.net, that's P-S-A-P-P.net.
So definitely check that shit out.
Yeah, go down there, look at their videos. Their videos are really well done. What is it? Is it the Robot Team or something?
Robot Model.
The Robot Model does their videos, and they're absolutely beautiful. It's very similar to...
some other stuff.
That Modest Mouse video.
Yeah. But better.
But yeah, it's better. It's fantastic.
And the music's better.
Yeah, the music is better. Because that new Modest Mouse album, or like the newest album.
Or Modest Mouse in general.
It's yes. Interesting. Yeah. But I like old Modest.
That's my opinion.
I like The Lonely Something West. That's a great album. It has like Trucker's Atlas. That's just me though. But yeah, so let's get on to celebrity. Because we have such differing fucking opinions on this shit. So it'll be fun, we hope.
So, and our first celebrity on the list is, of course, the first celebrity on any list.
Miss Britney Spears. That fucking fat, disgusting, white trash hoe bag.
Okay, the reason I love Britney Spears is...
Because you got her video game?
Yeah, I do own her video game.
I walked in the other day and Daniel was playing. What's it called, dude?
Britney's Dance Beat.
Britney's Dance Beat. Okay, so.
But it's a hard game. It's not just easy candy.
Yeah, that's
game.
Fine. That's fine. But, like, Mariah and I both talked about this. We're like, Daniel's not really, like, he's not super gay. Like, he's, like, just Daniel. Like, you wouldn't, like, look at. You wouldn't talk to Daniel and
yes,
be like, Daniel's
would.
Immediately gay. But we walk in and he's playing Britney's Dance Beat and we were like, oh, Daniel. Oh, Daniel. Oh, Lord of Mercy.
It's a funny game. And I...
But yeah, so on to... You like Britney Spears. Defend yourself.
I didn't like Britney for a while. I did avoid the whole, like, popularity of it. Because I generally don't like things that immediately become pop culture. And I'm always a fan of pop culture right after it starts fading out. But it wasn't until, like, Britney's In The Zone album where I really started liking her. But I've always...
Okay, she was in the zone? You liked her because she was
She got in the zone.
She was in the zone.
She got in my zone. And, but then I went and, like, found all of her old CDs for, like, $1 a piece, so I bought them just because it's $1. Hey, why not?
And also, why do you think they're $1 a piece?
Because they're pop. Because
they're pieces of crap.
Because pop music becomes
burned on lasers to a CD.
Anyways, but it's fun crap. And that's why a lot of music I like that's fun, regardless of its values.
Crap is only fun to monkeys.
Well, call me a monkey. I'll fling my poo at you.
Wait, I'm about to fart.
Well, speaking of flinging poo at monkeys, that was a pussy-ass fart.
What does that even mean, man?
I don't know.
So, all right, let's move on.
No, but gotta finish my thoughts.
No, I'm letting you. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah, well, we're sidetracked, DDD. So, Britney, more so than a celebrity or a singer, is that she's a performer. And she is a master of staying in the public eye. Like, no, you can't fuck with Britney because she will stay in the public's eye no matter the fuck what is going on. Whether she's recording an album or not.
She's like a retarded anthropological experiment.
She's always going to be in the public's eye, whether it's dropping Sean Preston on his head.
Letting him drive the car, or looking like a $2 whore with a fat stomach walking down.
Or walking barefoot in a gas station, like, bathroom.
And getting athlete's foot from, like, redneck piss.
Or sharing, you know,
or fucking that dude.
Or, you know, dropping some
syphilis. Her sleazebag husband.
Oh, yeah. I hate him, by the way. And I hate the Manny, too, so whatever.
But, God. I can't even believe that. And it's all her fault. It's Britney Spears, if you ever heard, and you're not going to listen to this, you never will, but you helped invent the word Manny.
Britney loves me.
That's great, Perez Hilton.
Manny was around before Britney. Manny...
Who the fuck brought
Manny
up...
Manny was on the L word before Britney ever mentioned...
Well, that's even Manny. Worse, maybe.
No, you love the L word.
I don't love it. I like that one episode.
You will love it when you watch it.
Yeah.
You've only watched one episode.
It wasn't that great. It was alright.
That's what called... Shane's that was hot. The season finale, therefore you don't understand anything.
Yeah, alright. But yeah, no, so...
It's a series.
Daniel stated his opinion.
But that's just part of my opinion. Yeah. I don't know. I think there's something about Britney Spears you just can't turn away from. And you want to hate her. And she is retarded. But at the same time, you're like, Britney. Oh, Britney, you'll be my best friend one day.
And so here's my perspective on things. I fucking despise celebrity. I despise the way they waste their money. I despise that people... pay attention to something that is so absolutely ridiculous. I don't care how high of a horse I'm on at this point. Like, my dream is to run through the Hollywood Hills with a butcher knife, like, slaughtering these people. So, Britney Spears would be on the top of my list. Like, I'm just disgusted. God. I just want to fucking shit in her mouth and cut her head off.
But without Britney, how would you be entertained by dumb news?
I would be entertained by good things like Monty Python and fucking, you know, like Upright Citizens Brigade, Holler, and, you know,
but
like...
But those are things, you know, based on fiction, but Britney is fact. Nothing. You can't make up shit that good.
That's the sad part, though, is that she's fact. She is a fact. Like, she is a fat, disgusting... And this is not against fat people.
Give her 6 months, she'll be hot again.
Give her 6 months, she'll probably Except be fucking
the baby.
Dead.
Wait, six like, months, she's having another baby. Hold on. Give her, like, a year and a half.
Give her a year and a half, she'll probably kill herself because K-Fed fucking cheated on her with some skank from Hollywood Boulevard. Like,
well, no shit, K-Fed's a loser and he's going to do that, and that's why she's trying to get away from him now.
Yeah.
But I don't know why I care. That's the thing about celebrity. You don't know why you care, but you end up doing it.
And the thing is, I don't care. That's my thing. I don't give a shit.
I just want Britney to rule the world.
But let's move on to our next subject, which is, let you say this.
Lilo Lohan.
Because she is going to be in the new movie, Prairie Home Companion, which I've been listening to since I was young. It's a fucking amazing NPR show. Garrison Keillor hosts it. I don't care if you want to talk shit about Garrison Keillor. That man is hardcore. He'll run up on you. That motherfucker... Don't talk shit about Garrison Keillor, because he will run up on you with a 9 and buck you in the back of the head.
Apparently this is an example of video not killing radio star.
Yeah. No, The Prairie Home Companion is a wonderful show, and they're making a movie. It's got Lily Tomlin, Meryl Streep, but Lindsay Lohan.
Kevin Kline. Woody Harrelson.
Just really, it's going to be awesome. I'm really excited. But Lohan's in it, and apparently, like, Lily Tomlin and Meryl Streep have, like, been taking her under their arm, like, trying to convince her not to be so fucking crazy with her freckled ass. And,
her freckles are natural. You can't
they're pretty.
Like that. They're pretty.
No!
You're so convincing.
This is the thing. I personally, I totally have a crush on Lilo Lohan. she's hot. She's hot to me. I think Lohan is an attractive lady. Like,
here's things good about Lindsay Lohan. Regardless of her fame, she's still deep down inside. I feel that she has a great down home sense of self, where she doesn't even
that sort of down home cokehead. Sleeping on the side of a spa, sucking off bouncers, but kind even of down home.
Did you know about this? So, like, when she was doing those Disney movies, like Parent Trap, she was still going to public school, and she still was trying to keep it kind of like hidden that she was a movie star.
Keep it
she
real.
She didn't want people knowing she was a movie star and seeing her as a movie star. She wanted to still be people's friend, the normal person. You know, she didn't want the celebrity like making her different.
Well,
that's like why she was in school though. Like, so when her friends would recognize
that
her, well, that's what happens to become a celebrity. You take the money and run. You
know? Lohan, I liked you better when you were bigger. Why'd you lose that weight?
Yeah, it's just part.
You
of
were hotter.
And that's what celebrity.
When you had that brown hair and that sweet, sweet, voluptuous body, Lord of Mercy.
That Neil jizzed on.
Oh, that's a little personal.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, but so I guess yeah, we've covered. We'll cover one more subject and then we'll rock a song for y'all.
This is a pretty simple subject. This subject is one statement. Ready, Neil? One, two, three.
Mariah Carey sucks. Fuck you, Mariah Carey, and your big ass shoe closet that you had on Cribs. Fuck you and your fucking big ass Mason, like fucking your big nasty arms, and you look like a behemoth, and your fucking voice sucks, and the only good thing
you ever did was that Pepsi commercial that I laugh at.
Yeah, and the only other good thing you did was doing a song with ODB, who's like my hero, and probably shouldn't be. You skank. You fucking, oh, what are they on Fluff? They described her as matronly, which is perfect. Her arms are matronly. Like, she's just disgusting. It's awful. Mariah Carey, you suck. I'm holding up a big middle finger right here for you, bitch. Like, you fucking suck.
Yeah, she is all famous for being a great singer and having great range, but now she's just annoying as fuck, and why is she
in
public eye?
And she's nuts! That bitch is nuts!
She's like, I'm gonna act cute, but there's nothing to love.
Yeah,
nothing.
There ain't nothing to love there.
Except the cushion.
Yeah, which is not for the cushion at all.
But that's not to say we don't like some cushion.
Which I do. We all know.
You need some belly there every once in a while. You gotta have something to poke and grab onto. Got something to push up into and hug and cuddle and be like, keep me warm and not baby.
Oh, lordy.
And speaking of that, we're gonna play you a song called Butterfly by Mariah Carey.
No, we're not. Here's what we are gonna play, however.
A song called Cavity.
It's a band called The Never. They're from Pittsburgh, North Carolina. I'm really, really tight friends with these guys. It's Noah, Ari, Johnny, and Joa. Johnny and Joe are brothers. They're a great band. They just put an album out called Antarctica, which is a CD/storybook. And Noah did all the drawings for it because Noah's an incredible artist. And I definitely they are on Morisen Records, which is www.morisen.com. Morisen. And I'd seriously recommend going and getting the storybook and the album. It's a great combo to get if you like comics and you like CDs. It's really great Beach Boys-y / Beatles / T-Rex album.
By the way,
it's awesome.
Essentially, it's just good shit. I listened to it last night, and
yeah.
I really liked it. So.
But this song is called Cavity. It's off their new album, Antarctica, and we hope you love it, and we love it.
So here you go.
Rock on.
Anxiety, you're mine all the time. You're my one and only. You're mine all the time. Thank you.
The Never. I love you. God, you guys are so good. You make me disgusted with you.
Ding. Chapter 6. Jake Gyllenhaal and Kirsten Dunst.
Are they together or are they not? What the fuck's going on?
What is going on? It's always back and forth with these two. They should just call it clits.
Does it keep dissing her because she's got baby teeth? Because she got the little baby teeth? Have you guys noticed that?
Does he keep dissing her because he knows he belongs with me?
Oh, perhaps.
Perhaps. Or maybe she's dissing him because she's waiting on me.
I like Donnie Darko, Jake. I liked it. I didn't see Brokeback Mountain, sorry.
Moonlight Mile's amazing, too. With Susan Sarandon, as we aforementioned her.
Susan Sarandon's becoming a major theme.
And Dustin Hoffman, I think, is in it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's a great movie. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't, but I heard it's really good.
I have it. You should watch it sometime.
I would. I will.
Because I've been trying to buy all of Jake's movies.
I haven't, I wouldn't, but I will.
Yeah. So, yeah, the whole Kirsten Dunst Jake thing, like, they're always coming back together in the spotlight randomly, like...
And by the way, Maggie Gyllenhaal, if you ever hear this, I want to date you.
Yeah,
she's
so adorable.
I would pay... Hell, I'll cut my left arm off if you'll go on a date with me.
I love her with her, B-movies, like Happy Endings or
yeah,
so good.
Yeah, or, Secretary.
Secretary,
yeah. God damn. Should I tell seeing as how we're talking about celebrities, should I tell my Mila Jovovich date story?
Yes.
Oh, good story, folks. Okay.
Why Neil hates his life.
This was seriously like one of the lowest points of my life ever, and simultaneously one of the highest points. I've had a really big thing for Mila Jovovich, star of The Fifth Element and Resident Evil. I've been a fan of hers for a very long time, and she was married, I believe, to Luc Besson, who did a lot of her movies. But so, a couple of years ago, I have a good friend who works for an advertising agency, and they were doing, I believe, the L'Oreal campaign that had Mila Jovovich, I think. Nonetheless, it was one of her makeup campaigns, and Mila was single at the time, and I jokingly said to my friend, I was like, because she had a picture of me, and I was like, hey, if you ever see Mila, show her my picture, tell her I wanted to date her. And, of course, I threw that out like a total joke. Like, there's fucking no way I was, thinking realistically about this. So, this one day, my friend is in this elevator, and Mila's in the Mila, walks into the elevator, and luckily my friend was cool enough to be like, hey, look, my friend is coming, because I was coming up to visit for my birthday, because I have a lot of good friends in New York. And she was like, look, my friend is coming up here in about a week, and he absolutely loves everything you do and would really love to take you out for coffee. And Mila Jovovich said yes. She saw my picture, and she said yes. So let's just say Mila Jovovich agreed to go to coffee with me. Just by looking at my picture and my friend pimping me out to her. And then, of course, 5 minutes later, my friend calls me and is like, look, I've hooked it up. And I was like, what? No. Okay, so, I have plans to, have coffee with fucking Mila Jovovich. And 2 days later, she calls my friend and says that she has to be in Rome to shoot for some new movie and can't make it. And then my life has been downhill ever since. So.
You were so close to being Neil Jovovich.
I would take her name. I would take her name, and I would also take her to a special place.
You know whose name I would take?
Who's that?
Paris Hilton. That's a lie.
I'll bet you would.
That's a dirty lie. Only reason I'll take her name was for the money.
Oh yeah, Paris Hilton, if you listen to this, I'll beat your ass if I ever see you fat bitch.
God, she's so...
Paris Hilton.
Annoying. God.
Paris Hilton is awful.
She's like, I don't know, she's like the sadistic pleasure. Because you're like, I hate you, Paris Hilton. But you do so much dumb shit. You do so much dumb shit that I look at you and I'm like, oh God, you're so stupid. Let's watch what you can do next.
So we saw these pictures on the internet of her at this, it was like a gallery of gay icons.
Yeah, the Hollywood Gay Icons, tribute gallery.
And it was her standing next to pictures of Marilyn Monroe.
Apparently she poses Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, poses Marilyn Monroe. And I was like, you were so much less complex and less interesting and less everything else than Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe was so much more psychologically interesting and just a wonderful, amazing woman, and you're pathetic and you do not deserve to even stand in her shadow. I was just furious. I was fucking furious.
Yeah.
Like, ah, imagine that, man. Marilyn Monroe would come out and fucking beat her ass if she ever saw her.
I do have a guilty pleasure show that I love watching. It's A Simple Life. And I did buy season 2 DVD because it was $5 for the whole season. And I was like, this is such a good investment.
And I was so mad that they were watching it that I went in the other room and did a crossword puzzle and then fell asleep.
Yeah, and then when he got up and left, we're done. I was like, yeah, you're going home.
And I was mad. I was still mad. I was furious that they had watched it. They watched like 5 episodes of it.
But Nicole Richie does keep that show going. Paris would be nothing. And she is nothing.
Whatever, Nicole Richie's still a dumb fuck.
Yeah, but she's funny. She's awesome.
She's funny because she's pathetic.
I don't know. I would totally hang out with Nicole Richie and be her best friend if she wanted me to.
Might just take like, dynamite up her booty.
Whatever, I'd hang out with Lindsay Lohan and Nicole Richie because you know they're going to be good friends, BFFs, next. And hey, step up from Paris to Lindsay, I'll tell you what. But,
Burn Hollywood, burn.
Yeah, that whole, like, Brendan Davis shit where he talks shit about Lindsay Lohan.
Firecrotch.
The Firecrotch stuff we referenced.
Yeah.
That is...
That greaseball. Have you seen him? Have y'all seen him on that video?
That's so grotesque.
That dude is a fucking sweaty greaseball.
And he's talking about, like... Who would hit Lindsay Lohan? I wouldn't. I'm like, bull fuck, you
and,
liar.
And the thing, too, is he calls her out and he says she's pathetic because she's only worth $7 million. And I was like, that immediately, like, I was like, motherfucker, I want to put a gun to your head.
And then Paris the whole time is going,
like, you just said someone was pathetic because they were worth $7 million. Like, dude, I'm worth, like, $5. I will fucking put a gun barrel in your mouth, you dumb fuck. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
I think everyone in the free world has an easy comparison. Brendan Davis, Lindsay Lohan. Who are you going to favor? Lindsay.
I'm going to favor whoever gets stripped naked and shot in the mouth in the middle of the street. Either of them. But let's go
on. Move on at the point. Okay, so there's a new romance brewing in the celebrity world.
Bubbles.
You know, because it's always... Like, it's been said many times, you know, one celebrity is great, but then you have another celebrity together, and it makes it even better. So, that's how you get things going, and get gossip going, and get people talking about you again. And two celebrities that I do love a lot...
I like one of them. Kind of.
...are apparently getting together, and it is Jim Carrey and Jenny McCarthy. How awesome is that?
And it's like, Jim Carrey, I thought he was going to step that shit up after he did Eternal Sunshine, because, like, that's a fucking rad movie.
Fun with Taking Jane was fun.
I don't care what anyone says. If you call that shit art house, or if you say it's too arty, or it's too complex, fuck you. That's a fucking great movie.
It is a great movie.
That, Michelle Gondry is fucking really great, and so fuck you, like, if you don't like it. But, he didn't step it up. Dick and Jane, I guess. I didn't see it, so I don't know.
Yeah,
but
actually, he'd had a lot of depth to his character, even though it was still a fun movie. There was some depth to it.
Tia Leone's kind of a dumbass.
Probably no one agrees with me at that point.
Probably not.
But, yeah, I thought it was a good movie.
That's an interesting combo, though, because they're both, like, ridiculous assholes who like to make funny faces, so I guess that works.
Yeah, Neil said earlier, I bet they bounce jokes off each other the whole time.
Yeah, I bet that's all they do, is just fucking, just constantly, like, either they fucking, like, make faces at each other, or they just, like... make jokes about shit to each other.
Because every interview you ever see of Jim Carrey, he always gets really intense. Even on Oprah, like, he just takes the show. And
yeah, that
like,
shit would be... I'm sure their relationship is totally intense.
Yeah, and, like, Jim Carrey's one of those people that you wonder if you could spend more than 10 minutes with without being overwhelmed by how he is.
I couldn't.
But I bet he just does it for show and stuff on TV and everything. But he says it's how he is, and I'm sure he is. And then Jenny McCarthy, like, you just have to love her shit, though. That sitcom for a while.
That was a fucking bad sitcom, dude.
Oh, I enjoyed it. It was funny. I liked watching it. I watched
and then like she had that. Before that, even, she had that awful fucking variety show on MTV. The only cool thing was they had The Roots on as a musical guest, which is pretty dope.
Yeah. But where can you go from singled out, you know?
Well, you can go to shit mates like that motherfucker's on Spike doing shit mates. Who's that guy?
I don't know. I do want to see...
Chris something, you got the shitty haircut, whatever.
MTV, bring back Singled Out. I want to watch that again. I enjoyed watching it. I don't remember much about it, though. But I do want to watch it again.
I remember there was a bunch of horny-ass dudes, like, trying to fucking molest Jenny McCarthy. And there was that sarcastic motherfucker who's on Shipmates now. Like, he can barely get a job.
But yeah, MTV does have good reality shows, dating-wise. Like,
reality, whatever the fuck perspective you're speaking
Next
on there.
Next is amazing.
I can watch... Date My Mom?
Date My Mom, that's great. Parental Control is actually really uncomfortable to watch, but
you
it's
like
also
Parental
good.
Control because that's the guy from fucking What's-Its-Face.
Parental Control doesn't have anyone.
Yes, it does. Dude. It has the dude from Simple Plan.
No.
Yeah, he hosts...
That's not the same one. That's not the same show.
Well, who is he? Well, he hosts a show.
He had another show. I forgot what it was called.
Oh no, Parental Control is the one where they fucking, it's the parents, and they give them a new, that's just heinous.
Yeah, it is heinous, and they have the boyfriend sitting there watching the whole date while the girl's like,
I'd beat
flirting.
The shit out of the parents if they did that to me, man. I'd be like, you don't think I deserve your daughter? I'll pull a gun out.
But I have never seen an ending to that show that I agreed with, though. It's always really uncomfortable and awkward.
Daniel and I actually one time watched like 7 episodes of like Next in a row, because they were all like the gay Next.
Oh, the gay Next,
which is
so
like
funny.
The funniest shit. Oh, because they're
the
so catty.
Gays that ever gayed.
And they always make out with each other on the bus. It's awesome.
It's great.
They like, no matter what, they will make out on the bus.
I think my favorite one was this like drag queen esque guy who wasn't in full drag. He was still
Yeah.
But then he played basketball.
He was trying to shoot hoops. He was trying to be a baller.
And then my friend Amber back home found him on MySpace and added him as her friend.
Oh, that's sweet.
And she was like, oh god, I love this guy. And I was like, man, he's so gay.
We have one subject and one song left, so we should get this subject over with, I think.
Yeah.
And it's apparently when fucking Brad Pitt and
Angelina
Big Lips Jolie had a baby.
Shallow Nouvelle Pitt and Jolie.
Apparently Tom Cruise called their asses.
Which...
And was like, I'm so happy because I just had a kid and my kid's all fucked up because he's a Scientologist.
And I'm baby crazy, so I'm going to call you and congratulate you in Africa about your baby. And apparently that was the last person they expected to call them and congratulate them on their baby.
But yeah, first celebrity I'd ever kill, Tom Cruise.
He's fucked up as hell. He ruined his life with Scientology.
He ruined, fucking Top Gun was like, /awesome/ the most homosexual movie of all time. Like, that movie couldn't have been gayer. No, I mean, seriously, yeah. Like, I'm not trying to be insulting, like, but I
well,
mean,
the
like...
the soundtrack sure is.
It was so... The gay overtones in that movie were unmistakable. Like...
Maverick.
Yeah. Maverick and Goose. Poor Goose. Why do you think he was called Goose? Well, took it up to the butt.
Chicken.
Okay.
I hurt myself with my cigarette.
But yeah, so we... And apparently he tried to invite Angelina Jolie to Scientology.
They wanted to give her an award for all her charity work, and she's like...
She said no. Which is dope.
It's awesome.
Holler out, Angie. That's awesome.
Not gonna go that route. Not
I'm
gonna
glad.
Keep stepping to that Scientology happy. Church at all.
Yeah, keep that the fuck out of my life.
But I do want to talk about the baby name itself, Shallow Nouvelle, which... It's totally, like, an Angelina thing, because shallow, an androgynous name, Nouvelle is spelled, it's pronounced like the French female version of new, but it's spelled like a hybrid of the male form and the female form. It doesn't have the full female version.
Oh, and also, so what's Neil's opinion on the game, on the name? Retarded! I hate it! It's stupid! That's a stupid name! That's a dumb name for a baby!
But then if you take, like, which last name the baby wants to use in the future, like, if it goes from, Nouvelle Jolie, it would mean the new pretty. Or,
oh, Jesus.
If you go with Shiloh Pitt, it's the perfect porn star name.
Lord knows she might be.
Yeah.
And Angelina did Gia, which might as well have just been lesbian porn.
That was hot.
That sure was mad hot.
Yeah, so, I guess we'll just move on to the, next song.
We'll move on to the next song. This band is from the Bay Area. They're friends with my friends, Dear Kerosene. They're called the Botticellis. And they do some just really great rock and roll. Dear Kerosene has played a few great shows with them, like Bottom of the Hill and a couple other places. These guys are really killer. Apparently, from what I've heard, super nice guys. I certainly support them. Their website is www.thebotticellis.com. Like Botticelli, who did, you know, the Birth of Venus. And this song is called Take the N.
It's like the ocean.
Well, that, actually, it's called Take the N. That was a misnomer.
Oopsie. My mistake.
Yeah. It's called Take the N, and it's really great, so I hope you guys love it.
Here you go, you guys.
Look at the ocean, isn't it beautiful? Well, I brought you here cause I got something to tell. I'm gonna leave you tomorrow, and I'm never coming back. Well, that's how it ends, we part here as friends, then it fades too. Malibu too, just because I think you should. Doesn't mean doing it isn't good. I woke up, it took a second to find my head. Still look the same in the picture by my bed. 'Cause it's me who's looking different in unremarkable ways. Is it worth it to hide the sadness in my face from my brother sleeping?
Mentioning earlier about, you know, the whole Top Gun thing.
And the name itself, Top Gun. I mean, that has some penal overtones.
Yeah, being a top with the gun.
Yeah.
You know, pulling the trigger.
Being a top of the fucking gun to your head.
And letting it blow. Yeah, so there's on cracked.com, they did the top 10 gayest
duos
from TV and movies ever. And near the top of their list is Maverick and Iceman. And at the,
and near the end of the movie,
it's like a celebratory hug on an aircraft carrier. Iceman tells Maverick,
"You can ride my tail anytime."
To which Maverick responds,
"No, you can ride mine."
So, there's proof right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I think that's pretty great. Pretty great.
Other, couples they mentioned were the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
Which, yeah, I can see.
And Mr. Miyagi and Daniel from The Karate Kid 1 through 3.
Yeah, because he bought him that plant shop, and, like, then Mr. Miyagi was like, "I love you for life.
My life is empty without you, Daniel-san."
Yeah, that was it.
And then we have Rocky and Apollo, which it says...
Rocky and Apollo Creed, this is so true. In Rocky 3, that scene where they're on the beach is fucking so gay. It's ridiculous.
A quote from the article says... "One of the most uncomfortable slow-motion grab-ass sessions ever committed to film." And then there's Brendan and Dylan from Beverly Hills 90210, which they live together.
Cliff and Norm from Cheers, though.
Cliff and Norm from Cheers.
They were banging it.
Yeah.
Cliff was given some mustache rides there.
As the article says, I'll quote this here, "It's been scientifically proven that 97% of all mustache male men who live with their mothers are homosexuals."
That's probably true, dude.
And then Schroeder and Linus from Peanuts, which, no shit.
Linus was definitely gay.
Schroeder is even gayer.
Well, Schroeder's like the Liberace of the Peanuts.
But God, Schroeder, I don't know, whenever you act out... Because
he'd always turn down Lucy. He always turned down Lucy. Yeah, why do you think he did that?
And plus, like, when I was in the musical...
He wanted to sleep under the binky with Linus.
I bet he did. And, like, I was in the musical You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. And
oh,
of course,
really?
Yeah.
Who did you play?
I was one of the chorus members, and my character was Shermie, who was in actually the very first Peanuts episode ever.
Yeah, he was.
And that's who I embodied, whatever. But I was mainly doing chorus stuff, but, like, we cast, our Schroeder was, like, the gayest gay that ever gayed of my private Christian, like, conservative college.
The gayest and, gay to ever gay.
Wait, she sent me a message, like, recently on MySpace being like, whoever thought I'd grow up to be a big old girl, and he's all a woman now.
Who'd have thought? Oh, is that the drag? The drag queen?
Well, one of them, yeah.
Is that the one I saw, though?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, when he sent me the message, I was like, oh. Oh.
Good job,
like, I was kind of excited, you know, that he that's the path he took.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it fits him. But he was Schroeder. And they took him right before opening night. They said, you can't be Schroeder. This guy's going to fill in for you because you missed too many of our rehearsals.
What?
But he was the best Schroeder in the fucking world.
That sucks,
dude. He knew all the music theory. He was an amazing singer. And he should have been Schroeder, but because he had missed, like, one too many of the rehearsals, they told him, like, we have to take you out of it as penalty, and you can't be in it. So we had a half-ass Schroeder playing, but seriously, watching it...
And that's still one of the best theme songs.
Nothing ever. But a gay-ass man can play Schroeder to the full Schroeder potential.
I agree.
Anyway, so another gay couple is Vincent and Jules from Pulp Fiction.
I disagree with this one.
Yeah, this one seems a little forced to me.
That's forced. I don't. Yeah, they were so not forced. Gay. They were good buddies.
They were
close fucking friends who shot the fuck out of people. That's not really the gayest thing in the world.
They just really wanted to go with the whole gimp scene and think it was gay.
But friend then, Barney? Maybe gay.
Probably, from the Flintstones, you know.
They were wearing, like, dresses.
Yeah, even though pants hadn't been invented, according to this article.
Yeah, fuck that. They were wearing dresses.
And then it says, the gayest...
Well, you know,
at the
do
end.
You remember, on the Flintstones, the men in the Flintstones, because, you know, there was, like, there was all those, like, you know, clubs for men, like the Lions Club and shit back in the day, like, the 50s, and, like, that's when the Flintstones were now. They had, I guess it was the Bison Club or something like that, and, I was with my dad the other day, no joke, and I was talking, I was like, I fucking hate the Flintstones. I remember I would get depressed when they'd come on Saturday morning, and he was like, yeah, I hated that show too, and I was like,
really?
Yeah. But I was like, I bet you do know the fucking Bison, the Flintstones, like, Bison Club call, and he's like, I do know it. And I was like, well, what is it? And apparently it's, Bee-hee-ho-ha! And, like, I seriously almost shit myself in the car, because, like, hearing my dad do that was so funny, but...
And then, of course, the top of the top is Jack and Will.
Jack and
Will
from Will and Grace. Yeah.
And it's like, the article's funny because it's like, this may well be the most controversial statement on this list, but if you think about it, these two styling bachelors dress really well, wear tons of gel, and keep their well-appointed apartment spotless. Now, if these closet cases aren't really gay, what is?
We both actually like Will and Grace as a show. It's funny. I support that show. It's very
some
funny.
People want to be like, but Grace is so annoying. Be like, she's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's her job. Yeah.
There should be a total spinoff with Jack and Karen.
If Jack and Karen had a spinoff, I would do nothing but watch it.
But we just have to wait for Megan Mullally's talk show to come around.
Sweet.
She won't be Karen. She'll be Megan Mullally, which is a completely different person.
But still,
it's going to be her. And
I have a big crush on Megan Mullally.
And you know it's going to be a huge gay show because it's Megan Mullally and she's totally down with the gay culture. You know,
she'll be on par. She'll be like. Fucking, like, fighting Ellen DeGeneres for, like, the gay, like, TV ratings.
Ellen's TV thing. Ellen tries hard, I can tell when I watch it, she tries hard not to bring up gay references, but nothing...
Which is kind of sad, I guess.
Yeah, but I think she doesn't want that, like, taking over that whole aspect of it, being like, you know, I don't want to be a openly gay celebrity doing
that's,
a gay show, you know? So it makes sense.
Yeah, it's understandable.
Yeah, but there's nothing better than the, Justin Timberlake interview because she, watching it, she did so many low hints being like, Justin, just say you're gay.
Yeah.
She's like, right. We're both the same sign. Isn't that interesting? Like, all the things they have in common.
And that's
like,
she had the Ellen, the musical, and she had Jack Black on recently. And like, I'm not the biggest Jack Black fan, but that shit was hilarious. But, I guess
we've finished all of our topics. So.
Yeah, so I think we're going to close it out here.
We hope you enjoyed our cast about celebrity.
Yeah. My hate and Daniel's love and our mutual kind of love-hate.
Exactly.
So,
well said, my child.
Yes. So this is Neil P. Hirschberger signing out. Love you guys. Hope you're doing well. And keep it positive. And we love you.
And this is Billy Delish about to thrust Neil into my bosom. We will see you later.
Peace, guys.
Ciao.